$200 a month?
Maybe not that high, but you'd definitely probably be approaching $100 because you would have all that debt service to pay back. And then you would also have the, you repair and replace great pumps. I mean, there's all kinds of benefits.
And there's a lot of places within Taney County that would fall into that same category.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll have more information on that when we get into budget talks about what that will look like in, say, 2024. Hypothetically, if the tax were to go away, I'll have more information on that already this year.
Well, if the tax were to go away, we would stop quite a bit of development.
You still have to upkeep what you have, though, like you said, the debt service.
Well, if you were to do, you'd be faced with an option of do you just stop your building altogether, or do you continue to build, but you'd have to bond for that and pay off the debt, and then that would go into the user rate, $37.50. Again, I'll have better estimates later when we talk about budgets, but $60, $70 a month probably.
Is there any, is there such thing as an engineering company that specializes in, I mean, you guys specialize in wastewater treatment, or you have specialty, is there anything that has, is there such a thing as like an environmental or a, you understand what I'm asking? Is there somebody we could seek advice from to see if there are other options?
I'm not aware of any. I mean, we're maybe looking at on-site, repairing on-site, or you just have to replace is what you have to do. The issue is there is just the soil condition is not conducive to on-site septic, so you'd be looking at an advanced system. Most likely at each location. Very easily $20,000 for a homeowner for that type of system. Maybe it's 15. On the low end, it's probably 12 to 15, but we would have to pay prevailing wage. It would probably definitely be over $20,000 per location.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're not wrong. You probably could do something on site for a little bit cheaper. But an on-site system is not going to give you the same treatment that a treatment plant is going to give you. You're not completely fixing the environmental problem. Putting that many on-site systems out here, it's still going to get into the thing.
And then I'm afraid you would, 10, 20 years down the road, we'd be going, what are we going to do about these people not maintaining their system? We have the sewer running out on the ground again, and, all types of things. There's filters on those on-site systems that have to be maintained. This gravity system that we're proposing is the most low maintenance because it's a pipe,
Right.
And yes, there's blockages sometimes, things flush down the toilet or whatnot, but for the most part, it's maintenance free for a homeowner.
And this amendment to the agreement, has the attorney Pat Keck seen it?
She has. She's reviewed it, and she signed it last week. I believe you have three copies in front of you that are signed. I did speak to her this morning about a letter. She said she would put together a quick letter, so I don't know if she's been able to send that to you this morning or not. And that's probably going to be for you. It is our standard amendment. Just amends the funding amount to $6.5 million to include construction, engineering, easement acquisition, and things like that.
With the knowledge of the number of homes that phase one, two, and three that would be considered in this, and with knowing the way the land is, knowing the condition of what is there now, the septic tanks and everything, I think all parties, the engineer firms, the administrative sewer department, and the board have looked at those and have not found any alternative to it being on a sewer system that will be properly maintained now and in the future, and treated by the who we consider the professionals that deal with that know-how. If you have every home that, knowing the size of the lots, knowing what, if you do use sewer sales tax money to go in and put a septic tank system in on that, then like has been said, it's my home, I've got to maintain it. And if I don't maintain it, it's going to be back in the situation that we're in. And I don't feel we'd be doing what the sales tax money is passed for. We've taken on systems that are well kept and they are causing no harm to the environment, but we did that to put it all in the sewer system to take someone off of that. But if we go back to the reason the sales tax is passed and what is expected of it, grant you it's more expensive this area. But if you do it, it's a permanent. Nothing is permanent. It is cleaning up that area, helping clean up Kane County, Lake Tincoma. I can't imagine not doing it. So I'm going to put my trust in that all the research has been done in all these number of years since this was looked at in the past. And if I state this correctly, I'll make a motion that we accept the amendment to the agreement, the intergovernment funding agreement between Taney County and on the Venice and the Taney County Regional Sewer District on the Venice on the Lake project. Does that properly state what you need? I move to approve it.
Do we need to state the amount?
Okay. For the phase one.
The amendment is the district is now requesting the amount funded for this project be increased to $6.5 million to fund the cost of completing the construction of the project's first phase, which includes both construction and engineering during the construction services, along with engineering, permitting, land acquisition, bidding, and legal services for the second phase of the project.
Okay.
I'm not.
I move to approve the agreement between the Taney County Regional Sewer, the amendment to the Intergovernment Funding Agreement on Venice on the Lake project in amount of $6.5 million between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Okay, we have a motion. Any further discussion? I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
You can abstain because I'm not ready to vote on it.
Okay. I'm one abstained. Motion carries.
very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for the map. That's very well done.
A visual?
Yes.
Thank you.
Personal Property Tax Mail-Out Services Agreement, number 18-122.
Any questions on the agreement?
I want to applaud the savings to the county on that agreement, joining with the other counties to do the mailing.
Yep. Ron Erickson helped us do that, needless to say, probably.
And the agreement, it just has the first amount for the duty to look at the second mail out, or no? Not yet, until we know exactly what we need to.
More than likely, we'll do the second mail out ourselves. So, yes, that's all we want to do. Okay.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and Edward J. Rice Company for the personal property mail out service.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We will recess upstairs for...
It says Coon Creek Bridge Inspection, did they not come?
You might be upstairs for us. You may call and see if...
It doesn't show it upstairs, I don't know.
It doesn't. It may be upstairs.
There's... Elevator, go back around the corner there and just go about midway down the hall and you'll see it. Across from the stairs.
They're coming down.
Okay.
Can you recess till they get here?
Huh?
Can you recess till they get here?
Yeah, we'll recess till they get here. They're coming down. And I better